Yo, General Z Riley Hart here, and let's get real for a sec. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your anxiety is a full-blown character in your life with lines and everything? Yeah, same. We're bombarded with info, pressure to be perfect online, and FOMO that's basically a parasite sucking the joy out of our existence. But here's the good news. You don't have to become a zombie chasing dopamine hits all day. This podcast is your daily dose of reality check. But a reality check with a side of self-care magic, okay? Because taking care of yourself isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. It's about building resilience, crushing anxiety, and becoming the best damn version of yourself. No capes required. So today we're diving deep into the emotional benefits of self-care. Because let's be honest, Gen Z has enough emotional baggage to fill a Boeing 747. First things first, self-care isn't selfish, it's strategic. Think of it like charging your phone. You can keep scrolling through TikTok until you die, metaphorically speaking. Or you can plug in and get that battery back up so you can actually participate in the real world. Second, self-care isn't about instant gratification. It's a marathon, not a sprint. We're talking daily rituals, baby. That means making time for things that actually nourish your soul, like taking a walk in nature, or just staring at plants if you're more of an indoor creature. Reading a book? Even if it's that trashy romance novel everyone's talking about, or listening to music that makes you want to dance like nobody's watching. Third, self-care is personalized, not one size fits all. What works for your bestie might be the equivalent of eating Brussels sprouts for breakfast for you. So figure out what genuinely recharges your batteries. Whether it's a hot bath, a power nap, or literally screaming into a pillow, we've all been there. Fourth, self-care is about setting boundaries. Learn to say no to things that drain your energy, and yes to experiences that make you feel alive. Remember, your time and energy are precious. Don't waste them on things that don't serve you. Ever felt like a walking open bar? Yeah, it's not cute. Learn to set those boundaries, girl. And last but not least, self-care is a constant practice, not a destination. Some days will be smoother than others. There will be times when you feel like you're crushing it, and times when you just want to crawl under the covers and hide from the world. That's okay. Just remember to keep showing up for yourself, even on the tough days. You're worth it, babe. Now imagine this. You're scrolling through Instagram, feeling that familiar wave of comparison creep in. You see someone posting about their perfect vacation or their six-pack abs, and suddenly your self-esteem takes a nosedive. But wait, instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral out of control, you remember this podcast. You take a deep breath, put down your phone, and do something that makes you feel good. Whether it's taking a walk, listening to music, or calling a friend. Boom, you just practiced self-care in real time. Remember, self-care isn't about being perfect. It's about making choices that support your well-being. So ditch the guilt trip and embrace the power of prioritizing yourself. You're amazing, you're capable, and you deserve to feel good, period. Now go out there and own it. Tag me in your self-care moments on TikTok. Tell me what resonates with you, or shoot me a DM if you need some extra motivation. And don't forget to follow the podcast, rate it, and share it with your squad. Let's spread the self-love revolution together.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.